swallow it.
And these things that people smoke, you might smoke either
cigarettes
or
cigar.
Okay. Say if some people were at a party and somebody sat down and began playing the piano, a group of people might come around and they might begin
singing.
Or somebody told a joke, everybody might begin
laughing.
If somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be to anybody.
Obliging.
Sure. And if somebody asks you to do something for them, and you are able to do it, you might say, well, sure, I'd
be glad to.
Or I do that for
them.
Can. Or if then on the other hand you're not able to, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but I just
can't.
Say a farmer is out in his field looking at his corn, and he's kind of surprised because it's so short. You might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it would be taller.
Should be taller.
Okay. And if, say, somebody's mother is really getting on because she's told them to do something, but they're not doing it, she might say, well, now you're not doing what you
should.
Or if a boy got whipped, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something he
shouldn't.
Okay. And if you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just
won't.
Talk about the possibility of being able to do something. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I do that for you.
I'll try.
Okay, I'll try. Or I might. Okay. What would you call a bird around here that's able to see in the dark? What would that be?
Now.
Okay. You have different types?
Who do?
Is he the big one?
I don't know.
You never seen one? Have you ever heard of the little one? It's got a real high-pitched voice.
Screech owl.
Yeah. They tell me those things sound like a baby crying. Have you ever heard one?
Mm-hmm.
You sound anything like that? Yeah. Just like a racket.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the bird that kills holes in trees, you call that?
Woodpecker.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything different?
Mm-mm.
What about peccary?
Mm-mm.
Okay. This animal's got a white stripe down the middle of his back. It can smell bad if you want to.
A skunk?
Yeah. What about a different word for him?
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Say animals that would be bad about getting into a farmer's hen roost and getting his chickens.
A fox?
Sure. Okay. What would you call down and like a fox in general? Maybe a farmer would say, well, I'm going to get my shotgun and take care of those.
Hands, David.
Okay. You ever heard people use the word varmints?
Yeah. Varmints.
Mm-hmm. And what about these animals that run around in trees, got a bushy tail?
Coon.
Okay. These like eating nuts a lot.
Squirrel.
Sure. You have a different count. Excuse me, a different type.
Gray squirrel and fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Fox squirrel, what color is it?
Sort of reddish brown.
Is he
He's bigger than a gray squirrel.
Okay. Do you have anything kind of looks like a squirrel, but it's smaller and it stays on the ground mostly? It doesn't have it's got a tail, but it's not bushy like a squirrel. Chipmunk? Brown squirrel?
Mm-mm.
Don't have that. Okay. You said you like to go fishing. What do you fish for around here?
Bass and catfish, brim.
Is that about it?
Yeah, carp.
Carp? Who would you catch carp?
I don't know. They catch a few of them every once in a while.
They're not good to eat, are
they? I don't think so.
Yeah. Like I said, it takes a try to eat one, it tastes like cotton. Okay, what about, talk about fish and things like that? These things that people talk about eating on a half shell,
Oysters.
Sure. And another seafood would be little fantail animals.
Shrimp.
Sure. You would talk about one shrimp and two.
Shrimps.
Okay. And this animal that you find around water makes a croaking noise.
Frog.
Yeah. See any particular kind of frog?
Bullfrog.
Yeah. What about one that stays around land mostly?
Frog.
Just a frog. What would it, you ever heard of a toad or a toad frog?
Mm-hmm.
What would that mean anything to you?